Hi, great to be here, Spencer.
It's weird not having talked to you throughout the summer, but unfortunately we didn't have a AAA season going on this summer, so this is the first time we've gotten a chance to talk. But how is your summer? How has that kind of time been without baseball?
Yeah, you know, it's been just a different focus, a different type of summer for me. But I will tell you that we have been focusing on our return. So everybody has been working hard preparing for a 2021 season. And we'll have all the great things that you love about your Reno Aces happening next year.
Yes, that is the big silver lining of all of not having the season this year is it will be back next season, which is what we all wanted to hear.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, when we run our operation from one season to the next, we don't get a lot of time to take a breather. And so it's our hope that and our mission and what we've worked for is that we will return even greater than what we were before.
Absolutely. Now we get to gear up for a fun community event, the Racing Aces, this virtual 5K that you guys are doing. It's going on now. What was it like to kind of plan out a virtual 5K? I mean, it's not something that people are really used to, so I'm guessing that was a unique experience.
Yeah, the virtual 5K has been sort of a phenomenon, I think, around the country this year when we haven't been able to gather in person. A 5K is something that I've been wanting to do with the Reno Aces and the Reno Aces brand for a long time. And so I'm very excited to launch this virtually and get people involved with the Aces and with our brand. I've had so many people reach out and say, how can we support our Reno Aces? And this is a great way to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, is there any kind of specific route that they have to follow, or do you get bonus points for working Greater Nevada Field into your route, anything like that?
Yeah, you know, we just want you to run the 5K and upload your time to the race portal. Everything is so professional in this race. You register online, you're going to get a really cool tech training tee with the Racing Aces logo on the front, which for those of you who've seen the Racing Aces promotion at the ball field, we have all four suits raced against each other on the warning track. So it's a very cool logo on your tech tee. You're also going to get a hat with that logo on it and then a medal. So we know that you're going to finish the race, so we send you the medal ahead of time. And it looks like a baseball diamond, and it's certainly be something very cool to add to your office or your trophy case. And this is a virtual event, so it's for everybody. I mean, run, walk, skip, push a stroller, whatever it is you want to do, just go out and move for your Reno Aces and participate amongst the community.
And then, of course, the name inspired by the card races there at Greater Nevada Field. And, you know, feel free to dress up like a card if you want to as well. But like you said, you get a lot of great swag for that entry fee. So rock that as you go throughout the race.
Yeah. And we have the portal online where you can upload any photos you took during the race. So if you did dress up, I'm sure you will see that photo on our social media channels, too. So hint, hint, if you want a little of your own publicity or your face to show up on our social media, have a lot of fun with it. And we can't wait to see how well you do.
And registration is open now. How long does registration stay open till? And then when does the 5K kind of end?
Yeah, so registration is open through November 8th, so you still have a couple weeks. And just submit your race times before the end of November, before Thanksgiving. And we can't wait to feature all the great runners. And hopefully we'll be able to transition this into an in-person event in the future.
Yes, fingers crossed. And this is a super fun idea. I mean, like you said, such a passionate fan base around the Reno Aces here in this city. And like you said, fans are really asking for this. Did you see people just start to jump at the opportunities as soon as it was announced?
Yeah, absolutely. People have just been asking, how can we support you? And, you know, we have tickets that are available for the 2021 season are on sale now. Corporate partnerships are available. So come talk to us and we'll figure out how to integrate your brand into what we're doing. But then community efforts are still really important to us. And it's been a challenge to figure out how to do that in a safe manner And the virtual 5K has been a way to execute something that is community oriented while still practicing social distancing and doing all the things we need to do to make it through this pandemic.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you guys have done a great job. I got to talk to Eric Edelstein on Friday. I told him as well that everyone there has done such a great job of keeping everybody safe. You know, the fact that you guys are able to get fans in there for the two 1868 playoff games this past couple weekends has been a really nice change of pace for everybody. So again, just thank you guys for all your hard work and trying to get fans back out there to support these teams that they do have a lot of passion for.
Yeah, absolutely. Working with the state of Nevada and the county, we were able to welcome about 700 fans to our match this last Saturday. And I can't think of a time where I've seen people and staff more thrilled to be in one place at one time. It was a phenomenal event. And everyone did what they were supposed to do. You know, someone in our office said if we would have asked them to wear a football helmet, the fans would have worn a football helmet. All they wanted was to support Reno 1868 FC and be part of a live sporting event that we've missed so much in 2020.
Absolutely. And then has there been any time or any photo that's been updated or uploaded that you guys have seen that has stood out to you so far? Or is it just fun just to see everybody kind of taking part in it?
Yeah, it's been fun to see the registrations roll in and the different ages. And that's really the thing with 5Ks is they're for everybody.
Yeah.
My six-year-old is going to run as well. So
that's awesome.
You know, it's really something that's for everyone. And like I said, you don't have to be a track star to participate. It's about moving and supporting your Reno Aces.
And then are you going to join your six-year-old? Have you guys got your route planned out yet?
Yes, I will join him. I actually think I'll end up running it twice because there's going to be letter that goes out this week, a challenge to beat me. So
we will
see who can best the Aces GM.
Challenge him to step up to the plate. I like it.
Absolutely. It's all about competition, right?
That's what we're starving for right now.
Yes, 100%.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it, as always. And just, you know, I think like everybody in the city arena right now, looking forward to the spring of next year, we can get some baseball back here.
Oh, boy. I cannot wait to open those gates and welcome our tremendous community back to a Reno Aces game.